by the iconic German designer Karl Lagerfeld. With a mane of sleek white hair, angular dark sunglasses, and black suits, Lagerfeld was instantly recognizable. He died in Paris today at age 85. Alicia Drake is a writer and a biographer of Karl Lagerfeld.
When he first arrived in Paris in 1953, he was really set out for a very conventional career within haute couture. When he went into ready-to-wear, no one else was really looking at ready-to-wear. It was extremely daring. What he brought to Paris in the 70s was his extraordinary creativity, but also his amazing charisma.
You mentioned ready-to-wear as kind of a new territory. What were his signature designs for that?
What's interesting about Karl is he doesn't really have a signature design. He is able to put himself in the skin of whichever design house he goes into, and he was able to get the best out of that design house. So when he went into Chloe, what he was known for in the 70s was this most extraordinary, gorgeous, feminine, very floaty aesthetic. Then when he went to Chanel in the 1980s, you know, now we look at Chanel and it's so desirable, it's such a blockbuster, but that was not the case when Karl went there. It really was a dusty old couture house, and he made it sexy.
He had that signature look himself, you know, the white hair,
absolutely,
or ponytail, you know.
Yep.
What was his personality like?
That look that we remember and that silhouette, the very skinny silhouette, was only in the last, say, 20 years, 15 years of his life. There have been other looks that Karl has sported. One thing that was consistent and constant with Karl is that he always liked to be seen, which worked perfectly in Paris. His personality was extremely extrovert. He loved to shock. In the 80s and the 90s, he used to be known for saying really outrageous things. That definitely softened.
But I think in recent years, he was also drawn to controversy, kind of controversial things about, you know, immigration, about, you know, body size and Me Too movement.
Right.
I mean, he kind of, you know, angered a lot of people. I mean, did he just like to be provocative?
I think he liked to be provocative. He was an insatiable gossip. He loved to gossip, and it was restricted within Paris circles, but nothing's restricted anymore. And so, of course, social media means, you know, you have more responsibility for what you say.
In your book, you spoke to a lot of people who are close to Karl Lagerfeld. What was it like to get to know him through his friends and business associates?
Well, first of all, I did meet him before I started writing the book, so I don't think I would have ever dared to try to take on the book without meeting Karl Lagerfeld. And really, it was a process of getting to know different strands of Karl. He was so powerful in Paris that obviously the way people spoke about him was with great deference. And it was interesting speaking to his sister, who was slightly older than him, or speaking to people he was at school with who had charming childhood memories about him. For instance, one man in Bad Bramstedt who remembered that they would all be running around with sort of bare feet in the summer and wearing shorts and, you know, the sort of little German schoolboys. And Karl always, even then, he was curating his look, and he used to wear a jacket and a tie and be very formal.
Do you have a favorite Karl Lagerfeld anecdote?
Women's Wear Daily used to go to Chanel just before the show, and Karl would do a preview. And I was just a real total assistant, and I went along with the person who was interviewing him. I was really a nobody. And at one point, he was talking about the show, and then he, with about five lines with a pencil, he sketched what he was imagining. He sketched what he was talking about. And then he actually very sweetly handed the sketch to me. And I thought that was incredibly generous for a start, real generosity. But also what I loved was his ability to sketch what he imagined. He could bring what he imagined to life. And I think he did that with his life.
Alicia Drake is a writer, and she's also a biographer of Karl Lagerfeld. Thanks a lot, Alicia.
Thank you.